This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Geologists call it surface creep, the tiny gradual slippage between opposing sides of a fault line. It's a slow but ongoing phenomenon throughout California and around the Bay Area. But that's not why the California Geologic Survey has just completed an updating of their fault line maps.
There's new research going on all the time, so a periodic update of a fault map is necessary, so we have this basic reference for the state that keeps up with the times. So there's a number of faults that we've changed the designation of how recently they moved, and also changed the locations of, and a few we added, a couple we took off the map.
Chris Wills is a supervising engineering geologist with the California Geologic Survey, which produced the maps. They're available in both printed form and, for the first time, online. But while the geologists study all potential sources of seismic activity, he notes that the maps show only the faults that are close to the Earth's surface.
We map earthquake ground shaking potential, which includes all of the sources that we know about, some of which reach the ground surface as faults that we show on a fault map, and also ones that we know about that never get within kilometers of the ground surface, and so we don't show on a fault map, because the fault map is depicting the faults that you can see at the surface.
The maps, which were last updated in 1994, also show where the Earth has shifted most recently and how much, which can be an indicator of where the underground stresses are building.
First, you need to know where the major faults are. Then you need to know how active they are, how much they're moving over time. And typically, we measure that in millimeters per year. So the San Andreas is moving at 25 millimeters per year on the North Coast. Think about that as double the hazard of the Rogers Creek Myakama system, which is moving at about 9 or 10 millimeters per year.
The new map offers details about the major fault that runs northwest through Sonoma and Mendocino counties, an extension of the Hayward Fault called the Myakama Fault. Will says it has been studied extensively since the 1970s.
The Hayward Fault crosses San Pablo Bay and changes names, becomes the Rogers Creek Fault, runs from Sears Point up through Santa Rosa area, and that particular line loses its activity as it goes up towards Healdsburg, but the activity moves over onto a parallel fault called the Myakama, which runs up through Geyserville and east side of Ukiah, and then up through Willits, kind of following Highway 101 off to the northwest. That takes up quite a bit of motion in the northern coast ranges and is one of the major hazards for the Bay Area.
But risk is a relative thing, Wills adds.
A bigger, better connected fault like the San Andreas tends to have bigger earthquakes than the fault system made up of smaller, not particularly well-connected faults like the Rogers Creek Myakama doesn't exactly connect together. So probably doesn't have earthquakes that goes from one to the other like the San Andreas went all the way from San Juan Bautista up to Shelter Cove. Probably not in the cards for the Myakama system.
Prior editions of the fault line maps were drawn at a scale of 1 inch to about 12 miles. New digital mapping is able to increase that now to 1 inch to less than half a mile. The online maps can be seen at the website of the California Geologic Survey. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.